This is Dr. Lin. The clinic patient last name is Mazzei. Again, Mazzei. First name is Louis. Date of visit is on November 20, 2024, November 20th on 2024. An excerpt paragraph of a patient tells me that he has sustained traumatic brain injury, full stop. It was between the February 2022 to August of 2024, full stop. Patient was stationed in Camp Pendleton, California, and 29 Palms, California, full stop. A patient was responsible of firing mortars, full stop. A patient fired about 100 to 500 mortars per week, full stop. A patient tells me that these are loud explosions, full stop. Patient usually right next to the mortar firing because he's the person in charge of firing the mortars, first up. Patient tells me that every time the mortar fires, there's a loud sound, first up. He feels that there's a blast to his head, first up. Patient tells me that every time there's a firing, he feels headache, confusion, disorientation, first up. He feels headaches every time there was a firing of the mortars, first up. Patient fell dizzy and lightheaded at every time, first up. Now, a patient tells me that it happens so frequent to a point that it is basically every day he would experience these symptoms, first up. Next paragraph, a patient currently have had constant headaches, first up. Patient has constant dizziness and lightheadedness, first up. A patient Patient tells me that his memory is not as good as previously. First up, a patient has poor memory. First up, a patient also has light sensitivity. First up, next paragraph, a patient is a game repair technician. First up, a patient tells me that he needs to involve with loud sound a lot. First up, every time he has loud sound at work, a patient with headaches. First up, his headaches will worsen. First up, a dizziness would also worsen. First up, a patient feels that his memory is progressively getting worse. First up, it feels that he's not able to remember task duties as good as he previously. Next paragraph. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is Wade. Again, Wade. First name is John. Date of visit is November 19, 2024. First up, next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that he had head injury, in September of 2002 during service training, first up. A patient, it was in rescue training, first up. A patient tells me that he was involved in a motor vehicle, first up. A patient tells me that the motor vehicle, a patient was the front passenger on the right front passenger. First, a patient tells me that during the motor vehicle accident, a patient hit into the windshield. First, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. First, however, a patient requires stitches on the scalp. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was stationed in 2003 in Afghanistan and also in 2008 in Iraq, first up. During those deployments, patient tells me that he had constant mortar explosions near him, first up. Patient tells me that there were mortar explosions all the time, first up. Patient denies any direct injury, first up. Denies any head injury, first up. I'm sorry, denies any direct impact to the head. First up, a patient tells me that there's no loss of consciousness. First up, next paragraph. Between 2010 and 2014, a patient was in Fort Bragg, B-R-A-G-G. First up, a patient tells me that He had many parachuting exercise and training for stuff, but there many times he hit and land on the ground and hit the back of the head as he was landing for stuff. But patient tells me that they did not lose consciousness for stuff. However, the patient tells me that it happened several times. So for stuff, patient with confusion and disorientation and with each hitting of the head for stuff. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he currently has headaches all the time. First off, a patient tells me that he has migraine headaches. First off, a patient also become very irritable and angry easily. First off, a patient has low motivation. First off, a patient tells me that he has hand shaking and twitching. First off, a patient tells me that he also stutters when he talks. First off, the next paragraph, our patient is currently retired. First off, patient is retired in July of 2024 from the Army. First off, patient used to be a psychological operation office work. First off, a patient tells me that his headaches are significant, affecting him concentrate at work. First off, a patient also tells me that he gets very irritable and very easily angered at work. First off, patient has significant difficulty to work with other people at work because of his anger issues. This marks the synaptic fixation. Next patient, last name is P-U-N-O. Again, P-U-N-O, first name is Paul, P-A-U-L. Last name is P-U-N-O, first name is Paul. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first off. It was June 27, 2022, first off. A patient was in Camp Pendleton, first off. A patient was a passenger in the front in a motor vehicle, first off. A patient tells me that he was riding in the front in a military transport truck, first off. It was going at 40 to 45 miles an hour. It was going downhill, first off. There were four trucks in the convoy. First up, patient was in the third truck. First up, patient tells me the first truck stopped abruptly. First up, the fourth truck rear-ended into his truck. First up, patient got rear-ended. First up, patient immediately hit the front of the head into the windshield. First up, patient tells me that he had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient tells me he was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. So when he woke up with a coma, patient, a confusion, disorientation, lightheadedness. A patient has significant headache for the rest of the day. Patient was evaluated by a CT scan. A patient was seen by medical staff. A patient was told that he had a head injury. Next paragraph. Since the event, a coma patient has severe headache. Patient has a headache almost every day. As a matter of fact, a patient has a constant headache for 6 months after the injury. Since the event, a coma patient have headaches a lot. Patient will have headaches on a daily basis. Patient has spacing out episodes. Patient will get confused and disoriented. Patient slurring of his speech. Patient stuttering. First up, a patient mood swings. First up, patient has trouble sleeping. First up, patient has insomnia. First up, a patient also has sensitivity to light. Next paragraph. A patient is currently unemployed. First up, a patient used to be infantry for the Army. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was involved in a motor vehicle. First up, patient was a military transport truck. A patient was sitting in front as a passenger. First up, his truck was re-ended by another truck in the back. First up, a patient immediately hit forward, and hit the head against the windshield. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. When he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. A patient has severe headache. A patient also have a cognitive deficit and memory loss. Since the event, a patient has significant headaches. Patient has difficulty to concentrate. A patient also have insomnia symptoms, the first step, vision sensitivity to light, the first step, vision as word finding difficulties, the first step, vision stuttering and slurring in the speech, the first step, it is my opinion that vision is sustained from traumatic brain injury because he had loss of consciousness after a motor vehicle accident in which he hit the head against the windshield, the first step. Patient now has significant headaches, insomnia symptoms, word finding difficulties, these are common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks at the end of the dictation. Next patient, last name is D-A-D-A-M-O. Again, D-A-D-A-M-O. First name is Danny, D-A-N-N-Y. Date of visit is, next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was in 1965. A patient was in Fort Lenwood, L-E-N-W-O-O-D. First of all, it was in Missouri. First of all, a patient was in heavy equipment school. First of all, a patient tells me that he was working with a cable. First of all, the clamshell broke off the cable, first up, but the cable fell and hit the back of his head, first up, a patient, immediate loss of consciousness, was out of consciousness for about five to 10 minutes, first up, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented, first up, a patient has severe head pain, first up, a patient has significant memory deficit, first up, patient was taken to the hospital, first up, however, it tells me nothing was done at that time, first up, next paragraph, since the event, patient has significant memory deficit, first up, patient is not able to remember as well as he did before the injury. First up, patient has constant headaches since the injury. First up, patient tells me that he had a band-like distribution all the time. First up, patient also have confusion and disorientation. First up, patient is not able to focus. First up, patient also feels dizziness a lot. First up, next paragraph. Patient currently own a restaurant. First up, a patient tells me that has significant difficulty with his memory. First up, patient is not able to remember his task duties. First up, patient has difficulty remember financial statements. First up, patient's difficulty calculation. First up, a patient also has significant headaches. First up, his headaches are affecting his concentration and focus at work. First up, a patient also oftentimes feels dizzy at work. First up, a patient is not able to focus at work because of his symptoms. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had a heavy equipment cable fell and hit his head. First up, it resulted in immediate loss of consciousness for about 5 to 10 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a patient had a severe headache, a confusion, disorientation. First up, also significant dizziness and lightheadedness. First up, a patient tells me that he has severe head pain and confusion for the rest of the day. First up, a patient was taken to the hospital. A patient tells me that since the event, a patient has chronic headaches. He has significant difficulty with memory. First up, his memory has become very poor. First up, a patient is not able to focus at work. First up, it is my opinion that the loss of consciousness results from the cable hit his head, followed by loss of consciousness, confusion, disorientation, frequent headaches, and cognitive deficits, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks the identification. Next patient. Patient tells me that he was involved. I'm sorry. Patient's last name is L A R S O N. Again, L A R S O N. First name is Dominic. It's spelled DOMINIQUE. Next to paragraph of date of visit is November 21, 2024. Next to paragraph, patient tells me that the patient has a traumatic brain injury, first of all. The patient tells me that the patient tells me that she was in Germany in 1993. First up, a patient tells me that she fell off a tank. First up, she tells me that as she fell off a tank, the patient hit the head onto the ground. First up, a patient tells me that it was a severe impact. First up, a patient tells me that she had loss of consciousness. The first step, she lost the consciousness for about 2 minutes. The first step, when she woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. The first step, a patient had a lot of severe headache. The first step, at that time, patient was evaluated for the spine. The first step, a patient tells me that she wasn't evaluated for the head injury at that time. First step, a patient had severe head pain for many days after that. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm in 2018. First up, a patient has a rupture of aneurysm. First up, she believes that her aneurysm is resulted from the head injury. First up, next paragraph, a patient currently have a short-term memory deficit. First up, a patient has poor balance. First up, a patient has head pain a lot. First up, a patient has headaches. First up, a patient has exhaustion. First up, a patient tells me that she has got mental health problems. First up, a patient get angry very easily. First up, a patient has significant decrease in concentration at work. First up, next to a paragraph, a patient tells me that she's currently disabled. First up, she's not working. First up, next to a paragraph, this marks the end of dictation.